Introduction. This method will cure porn addiction. Perhaps you find it impossible to believe that any porn user can find it easy and enjoyable to quit. If so, continue reading. This method has worked just as effectively for others as it has for me. This method is adapted from Alan Carr's smoking clinics, where if a smoker fails to quit, it's regarded as the clinic's failure to convince them. Similarly, when a porn user uses this method but doesn't quit, it's a mistake to regard it as their failure. Alan's clinics have money-back guarantees with success rates over 95%. The method described in this book: 1 is instantaneous. 2 is equally as effective for the heavy and casual user alike. 3 causes no bad withdrawal symptoms. 4 needs no willpower. 5 requires no shock treatment, tools, or gimmicks. 6 won't cause you to replace this addiction with other addictions, such as overeating, smoking, or drinking. 7 is permanent. This book will give you the correct sequence to unlock the combination lock of porn addiction. You only have to use the numbers in the correct order. Simply put, start at the beginning and read all the way through without skipping chapters and jumping around the book. Conventional ways of quitting porn advocate the heavy use of willpower or substitution methods such as porn diets and cutting down consumption. People attempting to quit porn using willpower try to see how long they can hold out, counting the days feverishly until they finally give in and consider themselves failures for using porn. Substitution methods have porn users practice behavior patterns and mantras to distract them from their impulses. Both methods are equally ineffective, as they don't actually remove the reasons for using porn. Turning a substance into a forbidden fruit by making it against the rules to use it is an ineffective way to treat an addiction. Many websites go into detail about effects of porn on the brain, with testimonies backed up by peer-reviewed research about neurotransmitters and neuroplasticity. While these sites are informative, many are aware of the dangers of porn-induced erectile dysfunction and its highly addictive nature, yet choose to do nothing about their addiction. Porn users young and old tend to avoid such material regardless, feeling safe in the knowledge that one look at a porn site won't kill them. With more adolescents becoming addicted than ever before, it's clear that this knowledge isn't enough. The method in this book isn't just another method, but the only sensible method to use. But it wouldn't be fair for you to believe me yet. Save judgment until you finish this book. Ultimately, the best indicators are the comments received from real porn users. I didn't believe the claims you made and apologize for doubting you. It was just as easy and enjoyable as you said it would be. I've shared the link to your book with some of my friends, but I can't understand why they don't read it. I was forwarded the link to your book 8 months ago by a friend. I've just gotten around to reading it. My only regret is wasting 8 months. Even the comparatively few failures typically say something along the lines of, I haven't succeeded yet, but this way is better than any I know. Everyone can find it easy to quit porn, including you. All you have to do is read the rest of this book with an open mind. The more you understand, the easier it will be. Even if you don't understand every word, provided you follow the instructions, you'll find it easy. Most importantly, you won't go through life moping for porn or feeling deprived. By the end of the book, the only mystery will be why you waited so long. With this method, there are only 2 reasons for failure. Failure to carry out instructions. Some may find it bothersome that this book is assertive about certain recommendations, such as not trying to cut down on porn usage or using distraction techniques. I don't deny that many people have succeeded in quitting porn by using such ruses, but they've succeeded despite and not because of them. There are some people that can make love standing in a hammock, but it isn't the easiest way. The numbers for opening the porn traps lock are in this book, but they need to be used in the correct order, going from one chapter to the next and not skipping chapters. Failure to understand. Don't take anything for granted. Question not only what you're told, but also your own views and what society has told you about sex, internet porn, and addiction. For example, for those who believe compulsive porn use is just a habit, ask yourself why other habits, some being enjoyable, are easy to break, while a habit like pornography usage, which feels awful, costs energy, time, and virility, is so difficult to quit. To those who believe you enjoy porn, ask yourself why other things in life, which are infinitely more enjoyable, are freely up to you to either take or leave. Why do you need to have porn? Why do you feel panic setting in at the thought of never having it again for the rest of your life? This method will teach you how easy and enjoyable it is to quit porn. Like many others, one of my greatest triumphs in life has been escaping the porn trap. There is no need to feel depressed. On the contrary, you're about to accomplish something every user on the planet would love to achieve: freedom.